Were they prepared to impart their knowledge to you?
Very much. Oh yeah, yeah. They were always teaching. I mean, I can recall old Reg Pugh, the old foreman, saying to me when he put the timber on my bench and said, right, here's a panel door for you to make. There's a 6-panel door. When you set it out, I'll come and check it with you. But before you set it out, make sure you've got your timber right. Because there's not much point in mortising in a knot, is there? So turn your timber round so where you're mortising, you haven't got a knot. So sort your timber out. When you're going to clean it up, you want the timber to be, when you're planing down this side, the grain to go that way. When you're planing down the other side, you want the grain to go the opposite way. And these were the sort of things they were always pointing out. Whereas if you look now, joiner of today doesn't understand grain, even planes the wrong way of the grain, doesn't he? And wonders why it tears up. When I started here, before I got my machines, I went down to a builder in the town and said, will you plane this timber up? And I was appalled because the chap there, who was alleged to be a skilled craftsman, just picked up each piece and shoved it through a planer. He didn't look to see which way the grain was. Now, whether it was he didn't know, I don't know. I didn't tell him. I thought, why bother? But he didn't even bother to look at each piece. He just shoved it through as it was. Oh, I was virtually at the end of my apprenticeship before I was considered to be any good. I mean, the first year I was just dog's body, making tea, sweeping the workshop, fetching things, and, you know, if anybody wanted some screws from the stores, I had to go and get those, and generally messing about. Watching, come and hold this lad, just hold that for me whilst I do this. Why am I doing this? And you'd be expected to say, well, yeah, because it's got to be so-and-so. That's right, lad, yep. And they were always had to refer to these people as Mr. It was Mr. Pugh, Mr. Lewis, Mr. Rose. The apprentices were regarded as there in training, and part of the training was discipline. And discipline was you did as you were told. Mm-hmm. And you concentrated on what you were doing and did as you were told.